Good morning. I'm glad that you're here today. Well, I brought along with me my calendar. Some people have a calendar on their computers or on their phone, but I'm not that smart, so I have a calendar on my kitchen wall. And on this calendar, I keep all sorts of important things, like birthdays, appointments, things I just want to remember. I use different colored markers, and sometimes I star things or underline things because I want to remember things. So if you look at my calendar here, oh, it says I have a haircut on this day, and oh, I'm going to go take Tai Chi here. Yeah, David's going to China one day in February. All sorts of different things. Well, I was thinking about the week that's coming up in church. This week is a very special week. It's called, anybody know what it's called? It's called Holy Week. And I was also thinking about God and if he kept a calendar. And I thought, oh, I don't think God keeps a calendar because he knows everything and he doesn't forget. But if God did keep a calendar, I bet that this week coming up, he would put some stars on that calendar because there are some special days that he wants us to remember. For instance, anybody know what today is? Today has a special name. Whoops. What is today called? We were waving those branches. Yeah, today is Palm Sunday. So what I want you to do is if you'd like to, I'd like you to put a star on Palm Sunday. So come up here and get a star into my hand and put it on the date, April 9. Okay, everybody who wants a star, okay, get a star. Stick it on there. Get it? Star? Okay. Come up and put it right here on Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday was the day that Jesus, you put it right on there, Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. And you remember the story, people waved their branches, palm branches, and they put their coats on the floor, and they said, Hosanna. They knew that Jesus was their king. And Palm Sunday is also kind of getting close to the end of Jesus' time on earth. His ministry was almost over. Well, as we go on through this special week, we come to Thursday. Thursday has a special name. Anybody know what Thursday is called? Let's put it. No, not quite Thursday. Who in the congregation can help us out? What's Thursday called? Monday Thursday. Okay, come and put a star on Thursday of this week. So we're on the 9th. We have to go to the 13th. Okay? So on Thursday, Jesus had... Yeah, it's going to fall off again. Jesus had a special meal with his disciples. He shared that meal. And in fact, we're going to share a special meal a little bit later, and that's called communion. And in that meal that we share, Jesus used the same words, take, eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood. And also on Monday, Thursday, Jesus did something very special with his disciples. He washed their feet. He washed their feet to show that he was a servant and that he loved them. And this is what he wanted his disciples to do once he was gone. So we did Sunday. Now we did Thursday. Now we're up to Friday. Friday of Holy Week. Anybody know what Friday of Holy Week is called? Good Friday. Great. Put a sticker on it. Good Friday. But you know, sometimes I don't think we think it was very good because you know what happened on Good Friday? Jesus died on the cross for us. On Good Friday, he went into the garden to pray and his friends fell asleep. He was arrested. And soldiers hit him. Did you get it? And spit on him and put a crown of thorns on him. Peter, one of Jesus' best friends, said, I don't even know him. Jesus had to carry his own cross, and they nailed him to that cross, and on Good Friday he died. But there's one more day in this week that's very important, and that is next Sunday. Ah, Easter. Easter is next Sunday. So put a sticker on Easter, next Sunday. That's when Jesus rose from the dead, right here. The angels rolled away the stone from the tomb, and when the women looked in the tomb, was Jesus in there? It was empty. He was victorious over the devil. And because he was victorious, we have a home in heaven with him. So look at our calendar. It's a pretty special week. Holy Week. Will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Holy Week. Help us to remember your death and resurrection and how important that is for us. We love you, Jesus. Amen.